Hey everyone, the short you're about to watch was originally made and released in 2007, actually exactly 5 years ago from today. Just a Nice Guy was a mini-series that we actually released on our older channel before this Wong Fu channel even existed. So now we've decided to finally re-release it on our official channel as one complete video for its 5-year anniversary. Now, keep in mind, 5 years is a very long time, and our acting and our writing and our production value has evolved quite a bit from this video. But we're still really proud of, you know, what this video did for Wong Fu. I mean, it started the Nice Guy store, which led to, you know, these t-shirts and the awkward animals, and it also really grew our fan base quite a bit. So if you've been a fan since this video first came out, or if you're a new subscriber and you've never even seen or heard of this video, we hope you enjoy this peek at our history. We're really grateful that we've had the support over all these years and that we're still able to do this, you know, after all this time. So thanks guys, enjoy the video, and yeah, see ya!
Hi, I'm Nick, and I'm a nice guy. You know me. I'm the guy you always call for a ride whenever you get stuck somewhere. You asked me to fix your laptop that one time when it got a virus. I stayed up late to tutor you in that class I took 2 quarters ago. Yep, that's me. I'm always meeting up with different friends just to catch up and talk about how they're doing. But don't get me mixed up though, I'm not a popular guy. I'm a nice guy. Don't get it? Well, when girls think about popular guys, they say,
"Oh my gosh, he's so cute and sweet."
But when girls talk about nice guys,
"Oh yeah, he's a total sweetheart. He's a really good friend of mine."
See the difference? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, and I would never change. But I am a little curious as to how I got this title without ever asking for it. I guess I first realized I was different a couple years ago when I was hanging out with this girl, Pauline. I met her earlier that semester, and I thought we really hit it off. We could make each other laugh, and we were really good buddies. Well, I started to like her more than a friend, until one day, reality hit.
Dude, you guys are like always hanging out, you're practically dating or something.
That's gross. It's like dating my brother.
What? Your brother?
And besides, Nick's too sweet for me anyway.
No, I'm not.
His girlfriend's gonna be a lucky girl. Oh, that reminds me. I have this really good friend, and she'd be totally into a nice guy like you.
And there it was. The lines every guy dreads to hear. Nice guy. It's like the Scarlet Letter.
Everyone shall know him as just a nice guy.
Or like being blacklisted in the dating community. It never really made sense to me. What did I do that made it so impossible for Pauline to even humor the thought of me as her boyfriend? And how is it that it could be so obvious to me that we were good for one another, but to her, it was laughable? Well, anyway, it probably worked out for the best. She ended up talking to one of her TAs and they started going out. She was really into her studies that semester though. I wonder how she found time to be in a relationship. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I wish I knew how I got here because, well, if you know how you get somewhere, usually you can figure out how to get out. Why do I want to get out? Because of her. That's Amy. She's the coolest, funniest, most chill but exciting girl I've ever met. And all these people, they are our mutual friends. We're part of this club on campus called ACCRITSAP. Asian Culture Club, really intended to socialize and party. We meet about once a week for general meetings and other times for special events. It was started a few years ago for Asian American students to become more culturally aware.
Our Chinese New Year's potluck will be this Wednesday, drinking afterwards. Our annual dumpling night will be next Tuesday, drinking afterwards. The Japanese Heritage Show will be Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, it is a family event, so there's no alcohol allowed on premise. Pre-party at my place.
We all have known each other for about a year or two. I'm pretty close to a handful of them, but we'll all hang out as a group once in a while. Amy? Well, we'll have lunch every so often in between classes. We'll talk about everything, and we're really comfortable around each other. Sometimes I really feel like she likes me too. But every so often I overhear her and her friends talking about some guy or someone, which sucks. But that's usually when I make a move and hint at her not to rule me out.
Hey Nick, getting that done over there?
Nope. Studying in big groups is not good for me.
I know, huh? Cause Julia keeps throwing things to my hair.
Yeah, you know, it'd probably be better to study alone or with like one other person.
Yeah, we should go to study day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't throw things at you. I wouldn't throw things at your hair. I wouldn't do anything to hurt your hair.
Okay. Yeah, better not.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get some gum. Do you want any?
No thanks.
Never gonna happen, NG.
NG?
Nice guy. Don't even think about it, Nick. You're gonna get screwed.
Why?
You're on the wrong ladder, my friend.
Ladder?
You've never heard of ladders?
That the top rung is never meant to be used as a step?
No, idiot. Girls put every guy they know into two ladders. The guys that are their friends and would never date, and the guys that they do like and would date. You, Nick, are on Amy's friend ladder. As am I, as is most every other guy in our group.
So?
If you're on one ladder, you can't be on the other. Now, granted, sometimes if a guy is at the top of the friend ladder, he can make the jump to the dating ladder. But even there, he starts at the very bottom.
I don't know. I think you're full of it, man. I think it's totally possible for a girl to like a really good guy. No, what? No, seriously. If anything, that makes the most sense. Because he already proves that he gets along with her the best. It's like they already know each other, right?
Yeah, you'd think. But girls want something different. They want confidence, cockiness. They want danger. They want a guy that can be their friend sometimes, but not always. The popular guy. If a girl knows that a lot of other girls like them too, it makes them all the more attractive. They feel like they have to chase them too. They want that mystery.
Sounds like a jerk.
Exactly. Girls like jerks.
Hate to break it to you. Nice guys will always finish last.
All this was pretty disturbing to hear. Was chivalry really dead? Could Joe really be right? What does he know? I mean, he wasn't really the prime example of a good guy, and he hasn't had a stable relationship in years. I'd always wanted to believe that, as long as you're a good person, girls will notice and appreciate that. But was it true? Did I have to be a jerk to get the girl?
How about this, Nick? Next week at that quarterly club cultural potluck thing, you think about what I said. You'll see.
Stupid parties. But maybe it wouldn't hurt to give Joe's advice a try.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Nick. What are you doing?
Nothing much. What's up?
I just finished my homework and I was wondering if you wanted to go get something to eat with me.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, you want to pick me up in like half an hour?
Alright, sure.
Okay, bye.
Hey Joe, what's up?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm about to go eat dinner.
Oh, perfect. Where are you going?
I don't know yet. Actually,
That's cool. I'm with Judy and Stanley. We're about to go eat too. Let us know when you figure it out. We'll meet you there.
Oh, well...
Oh, and give Hubert a call. I think he wants to go too, but he needs a ride. Can you pick him up?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll give him a call.
Nice. See ya.
Bye.
On a late day in April, when the sun doesn't shine,
Mimi.
Hey. Hey, Mimi. I didn't know other people were coming.
Yeah, I just thought they'd come along.
Cool.
Y'all all dressed up?
Yeah, it's another.
Kristen.
I didn't like Kristen.
Hello. Nice hat.
Thanks. You helped me buy it, remember?
Oh yeah. You look really cool.
Thanks.
Damn! This party's the shit!
Nick, don't swear. You never swear. You sound funny when you swear.
You sound funny when you talk.
Mm.
I mean, I can't help it. This party is just so banging. It reminds me of that one time at this one party I got so wasted.
Why are you acting so weird?
Nick, I've known you for the past 2 years and you've never even gotten tipsy. What'd you bring?
Ling Ling dumplings.
Ooh, I love those. I'll take those up for you.
Okay, obviously that wasn't working. She saw right through me, stupid Kristen. I really didn't like her. I started to think about what else Joe had said.
The popular guy. If a girl knows a lot of other girls like him too, it makes him all the more attractive. They feel like they have to chase him.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, she said that about me? Oh, hell yeah. Dude, she's freaking hot. Yeah, I'm totally down to meet her. Oh, hold on, I got another call. Oh, dude, it's that girl I met last night. Yeah, I'll call you back, okay? Yeah. Hey, yeah, you had a party you want me to come over? I'll call you back.
I knew that Joe was full of it. I felt like a jerk, and probably not the way he meant. I guess it just wasn't in me, and maybe I'd never know what to do. For now, there's no point to keep acting. Might as well just go back to the way things were. She was a good friend, and I'd rather have that than risk losing her because of some stupid feelings I had.
Oh, hey, Stacy, have you seen Amy?
I think she's upstairs.
Okay, thanks.
I can't believe he called me.
Really?
Yeah.
When are you gonna see him next?
I think on Thursday. Oh my god, I'm so nervous. I wonder where he's gonna take me.
Me too. That's pretty exciting. You should go shopping. We should go shopping.
Let's do it.
It was at this point when I felt what every nice guy fears the most. The time when you have to face the reality that the girl you like is interested in someone else and that she looked right past you. The girl you suppressed your feelings for just to preserve the friendship, is now most likely going to go off with some new guy. A guy that doesn't know her as well as you do, and probably won't treat her as well either.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
What are you doing out here?
Just thinking. Are you leaving?
Yeah, something came up, but I'll tell you about it later. Don't worry, it's good news.
Yeah, great news.
Cool.
Go inside, it's cold. I'll talk to you later.
I see you.
This is where most stories end for most nice guys. Because since they're so nice, they don't want to interfere. They don't want to put any emotional burden on their friend or cause any drama. And they just watch her leave. And so, I watch her leave. And just told myself to believe that it wasn't meant to be. Why? Because I'm nice.
Hey, idiot.
Man, I really didn't like her.
What are you doing out here, Kristen?
Waiting for a friend.
You don't have any friends.
Jerk. So, why don't you say something?
To who?
To who? Do I look blind to you? Amy!
What do I need to say to Amy?
You can stop with the nice guy front, Nick. Inside, every nice guy is the real guy wanting to come out. I mean, you guys like to close away your feelings so no one gets hurt. But someone does get hurt, right? And it's yourself. I mean, you've known Amy for how long? I mean, I know it. Everyone else knows it. Hell, I think she thinks about it sometimes. So why can't you admit it?
Okay. You're right. I like Amy, all right? But as you know, as you saw, like, she likes this new guy now. Okay, and you're right. I have known her for a long time. And I've been ready. But look, in a second, she chooses this other guy over me.
Over you? How many people do you hang out with on a weekly basis?
I don't know, enough.
Okay. And you treat them all the same, all nice and considerate like you do Amy?
Of course.
That is my point. All you do is complain about how she overlooks you. When how is she supposed to know she's any different from all the other friends you have? I mean, if you treat her the same as everyone else, how is she supposed to know she's special to you? Look, I'm not gonna say anymore, but I'll say this. I don't really like this other guy, but if you actually think you're any better, well, he's able to show her that she's special to him, so why can't you? Hey! If the girl doesn't know, you can't blame her. Saying what you feel doesn't make you a bad guy, nice guy.
What's up, Benji? Taking my advice?
Oh, you're a little drunk.
Hi.
We should probably have you sit down, though.
Oh, you're always so sweet to me. You know, I didn't want to tell you this tonight, but I don't really like you.
Oh, okay.
You know, you always take the time to talk to me, and you ask me to have lunch, because no one else really asks for some reason. And it makes me feel so special.
And right there, I knew it. Kristen was right. Not a lot of people hung out with Nancy, and I would sometimes call her up just to be nice. But I did the same to all my friends, guy or girl. So if Amy knew I treated everyone the same as I did her, how was she supposed to know I liked her more?
No, I'm really okay.
Hey, you know, we're
I'm
just gonna
really
Nancy,
a-
we're
gonna, okay.
Nancy, we're gonna see you down here for a little bit. We'll talk later. I gotta go though, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Amy. Where are you?
I'm in the car driving. I just left a number.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah, never mind.
What's that?
Oh, I was just, I was just wondering if we were still on for lunch on Thursday.
Unless you have something else to do, I mean,
oh, no.
For that
no, there's nothing. Just checking.
All right,
then yeah, just, I'm gonna go back into the potluck, so I'll just talk to you later.
Okay, bye, Nick.
Everyone has their own theories about nice guys. And really, there are probably a million different scenarios that make each theory true. Personally, I'm not sure what to believe. And like most nice guys, I'm confused, frustrated, and I'll admit, a little stupid. If I don't say anything, I could lose Amy to someone else. If I do say something, well, she might not feel the same way, and our friendship will become really awkward. But what if she does feel the same? Is it worth it to find out?
Hey, Nick. You're not late.
Yeah, lucky you.
Oh, I have to tell you something. So this guy in my next class...
Actually, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Amy. I kind of have to tell you something, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know how to put this, but... I couldn't do it. I'm going home next weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, never mind. It's not a big deal. Anyway, sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. So this guy in my next class, he sat next to me last week, and he ended up asking for my number. I didn't think he called me, but he did last night.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, yeah. So we're going to actually skip class today, go get something to eat.
But it's Thursday. We always get lunch before your class on Thursdays.
Yeah, I know. But just this once, okay?
All right.
Well, I'll call you later.
All right.
Bye.
See ya. There's a point when every nice guy is pushed against the wall. He thinks he can't tell his friend how he really feels, but he also can't bear the thought of possibly losing her to someone else. Most of the time he takes it, and later on, it's too late to say anything because she's in too deep with the new guy. For me, I draw the line at our Thursday lunches before class. Amy, wait.
Yeah?
Don't go to lunch with him.
Why not?
You should stay here with me. I want you to stay.
Nick, what's going on?
Amy, Amy, I really like you. More than a friend.
Oh.
And please don't be weirded out. I know this might screw up our friendship, and that's like the last thing I would want to have, but I just had to let you know. I had to say something before anything else happened.
Hello? Yeah, you know, I don't think I can make it today. Bye.
I'm sorry if you didn't want to hear it.
How long have you felt this way?
A while now.
Me too.
I guess some nice guys can't finish first. It's just about finding the right girl and getting a little lucky. Amy? She's definitely the right girl. And me? I'm definitely a lucky guy.